Hey, welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. Thanks for being here, everybody. We are we're live in the studio this week, and very pleased to be. Last week couldn't make it; the commute was a little hard. I was all the way over in Germany for the second edition of the Static Roots Festival, put on by our good friend and longtime supporter and inspiration, Dietmar over there. And you know, last year he put this thing together. It was kind of a private party. He was celebrating a bunch of anniversaries at the same time: his 50th birthday and his 25th wedding anniversary with his beautiful wife Marion, and all kinds of personal anniversaries as well. So we thought, you know what? Let's just have a party and celebrate how great life is and how great our friends are, and invite some of our favorite bands and do a thing. And they did, and it was amazing. It was like the greatest thing I'd ever seen up to that point. Just a great show, a room full of love, and just a wonderful thing. But you know, it's kind of hard for something that great to go wrong. You know, and if there's any criticism, it's that, you know, that couldn't have gone wrong. Everybody was there, you know, specially invited to a thing and there to celebrate. So, you know, you knew it was going to be a beautiful thing, but it was so great that that Dietmar decided to do it again this year. He open things up to the public this time, and expanded the festival. Now it's 2 days, whereas last year it was one plus kind of a little preview show the night before at a different venue. So this time it was an actual public event. People could buy tickets, and they weren't just there to celebrate the anniversaries and stuff. So, you know, there's a bit of a risk there. You know, when you throw a party and you invite all your friends and they come, that's great. But then when you kind of put on a concert and say, hey, you know, hopefully you'll come, sometimes they don't, and sometimes things turn out differently. But excuse me, getting all choked up just thinking about it. But things were bigger and this year, and I'm pleased to tell you that they were even more amazing than last year, if that's at all possible. An unbelievable lineup of talent came to a great little venue in Oberhausen, Germany, for this Static Roots Festival, and the music from start to finish was absolutely brilliant. It was a diverse and an amazing lineup. It was challenging in spots. You know, there were some acts that we weren't sure how people were going to respond, but they were so brilliant and so amazing that everybody loved it. It's a great venue in a beautiful, beautiful spot. And that, you know, obviously is important to the success of an event. But the one thing that you really can't count on, you can't really manufacture is an audience that is there for the same reason as you, to really appreciate and enjoy the music. And I go to a lot of shows, and there's always people there who are of like mind, who want to hear the music and want to celebrate and want to be happy. And then there's always a bunch of people who are there for other reasons, to talk or to hang out or to be seen or whatever. I went to the Red River X on Friday, and it just reminded me how truly awful people can be. It was not a side of humanity that I really enjoyed. You know, in spite of the fact that we were all there to listen to some music, I kind of felt like we might have been different species, me and the rest of the people there. But you know, we go to Times Changed, or we went to the Bella Vista on Friday as well to hear Leaf Rapids and Jackson Haldane. And it was, you know, you're with like-minded people. And so it's a much better environment. But still, you know, there's always something that's not quite perfect. But when you go to the Static Roots Festival in Germany, I don't know how it's possible. Well, I do kind of know how. But it's perfect. This year I was I was asked to go up on stage and talk, which, you know, I wasn't sure how that was going to go. You know, for a guy with crippling anxiety to be asked to go up and talk about all these acts, especially a bunch of acts that I really didn't know nearly as much about as I'd like to. to get up there and talk, it was a frightening, terrifying thing. So I was really worried about how it was going to go. I was really worried about embarrassing myself and embarrassing Dietmar and just, you know, not bringing something great to the party. But somehow, and you know, I don't really take any credit for it. Somehow everybody seemed to receive it so well. And it was a common theme of the weekend. Everybody showed love to everybody else. I've never seen anything quite like it ever in my life. A group of 200 or so people from very different places. There were some of us from North America, a whole bunch of people from the UK, some people from Germany and other spots in between. And all of them were there and all of them listened attentively during the music. Everybody was drinking and having a good time, but nobody, absolutely nobody, was obnoxious, even for a moment. I never saw one interaction where people were kind of on edge or unpleasant. I never felt a single moment where somebody was unhappy. It was an amazing thing. I've never been a part of anything like it. I met so many amazing people. I don't talk to people. Generally, it's because I don't like people, but I think I talked to almost everybody at this festival, and every single one was so charming and welcoming and beautiful and happy, and it was just, it was an unbelievable thing. It showed me that a better world is possible. It exists. There is a heaven on earth, and I've been there, and I want to take you there with a few things from that festival. It started off with David Corley. Do you know David Corley, Gail? Oh, what a great songwriter from Louisiana. He's a guy who appeared out of nowhere, nearly 50 years old, with his debut album a couple of years ago, Available Light. And, you know, as I said on stage, sometimes we see young performers and we watch them kind of mature and grow on stage. This guy appeared kind of like David Francie did. He just kind of appeared out of nowhere and had this lifetime of experience and amazing, amazing talent. And he's an unbelievable force to be reckoned with. He's also a really cool, humble, decent guy. I don't know if you know the story, but a year and a half ago or so, he was busy touring in Europe, and he started to feel like something was physically wrong during his show, and he just really wanted to finish his show. But right near the end of his show, he collapsed and died on stage, like right there. And he was dead. The paramedics came, said he was dead. They wheeled him to the hospital. And somehow, after like 20 minutes or something, they brought the guy back to life. He's back from the dead. And he was there. And there were people there from at that gig. And he was apologizing to them. He was sorry that he had put them through that. And I was like, David, you don't apologize for dying. You don't. That's crazy, but that's the kind of cool guy he was. And as cool as he is, I was super excited to see, along with him, his producer and co-writer and friend, Chris Brown from Toronto, who you may know from the Bourbon Tabernacle Choir, Chris and Kate. So he was along, which was super exciting. They also brought along former Bourbon Tabernacle Choir drummer and drummer for just about everybody, Gregor Beresford, who was amazing as well. And I want to play a little bit of that before we get into some of the other amazing acts. This is taking me back to the beautiful Static Roots Festival last weekend.
Sky, the ceiling is only in your time my head gets to Phoenix, you'll be on your way to school. By the time my ELO freezes, you'll be acting like a fool. The foul world explodes, and we never know the truth. Floating round this empty silver.
Thanks very much for coming, and thanks to everybody that's come such a long way. All the people coming from Ireland and England and everywhere else in Holland and America, and God bless you.
The like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight quiet. I have tried in my way to be free. Fashion book, it was the shape of our love that twisted me. Let it go by. And if I for have been untrue, I hope you know it was never you. Like a babe stillborn, like a beast with its horn, I have torn everyone who reached out for me. But I swear by this song and by all that I have done wrong, ask for so much. The pretty woman in her darkened door, she cried to me, hey, why not ask for more? Like a bird on the wire, like a drunk in a midnight quiet, I have tried in my way to be free.
Thank you so much, Jake Long and Basha Gerard.
If I had to believe in something, then it would be rain. Well, I believe that the one you love should never cause you pain. Well, I believe in the ocean, so I guess I believe in the shore. But I can't believe in you anymore. If I had to believe in something, it wouldn't be love. Be something more like the earth beneath my feet or the stars up above. Well, you could even convince me that the world needs war. But I can't believe in you anymore. And if I had to believe in something, it just might be the color blue. Believe in anything, have to believe in you. I could believe today is just a day that tomorrow never knows. But I can't believe in you anymore. Oh. something to be the doctors down at Maggie's hardware store. Believe it or not, they can take you apart, put you back together like it was before. Well, I used to sing your praises, but now I keep it to a dull roar, because I can't believe in you anymore. And if I had to believe in something, it'd likely be dogs. Oh, ain't biting it enough, go ahead and sleep in a hollow log. I could believe salvation lies just beyond that door, but I can't believe in you anymore. Nah, I can't believe in you anymore.
One more for the good times, like that's the one thing we ain't tried before. Every other time, like a carnival ride, we go round and round and round, right back in line. Still get caught in our old dream, say things we shouldn't mean to say. Oh, but they come out of us anyway. It's hard to put the past away, see things in a brand new frame.
Just pour a little poison onto my like a name. Well, the rain came down and soaked my shoes. I'm just a whiny little English boy singing the blues. I got a head full up of problems that I ain't gonna fix when I'm staring at the walls inside the Motel 6. And I'm storming into Georgia like a midnight train. Pour a little poison on my good name. Maryland will never take me back again. Pour a little poison on my good name. Just pour a little poison on my good name.
Take it. plane. I'm gonna take it for a ride on the big jet plane. Hey, hey, I'm gonna take it for a ride on the big jet plane. Hey, hey, I'm gonna take it for a ride on the big jet plane. Hey, hey, hey.
Danny and the Champions of the World. I'd heard so many great things about the live show from Danny and the Champions of the World, and all of them were true. I know Gail's a big fan of Danny and the Champions of the World, and I know why. Because a more fun show, I don't think you could possibly find. They're tremendous. That was Never Stop Building That Old Space Rocket there from Danny and the Champs. Before that, we heard another fun band. They're called Torpus and the Art Directors from Germany, and they were a lot of fun as well. Very, very high energy, fun young kids. We heard Big Jet Plane. That's an Angus and Julia Stone number from their covers EP called Being Discovered. Torpus and the Art Directors. Before that, David Ford. We heard a song called Pour a Little Poison. And David Ford is, he's quite simply one of the best solo performers I think I've ever seen. You know, I've seen lots of people command a stage by themselves, but few with such power and precision and passion. It was an unbelievable thing. We weren't sure whether David was coming with a band or not, and then he kind of showed up by himself, and we weren't sure, maybe it's not a good idea to have a solo performer this late in the day on a Saturday. But I feel like if we had a band there, we would have been cheated a bit. He's kind of like Danny Michel in that instance. Every time I've seen Danny Michel with a band, I kind of thought, I could go for the solo show. Same thing with David Ford. Tremendous performer. Really great. What else did we hear in there? He asks rhetorically. Oh, yeah. Aaron Ray and the Meanwhiles. They were just absolutely stunning. Unbelievable. We heard Old Games from a UK-only EP. Snagged one of those for the collection. Erin Ray, if she ever comes anywhere close by, you need to go. She's going to be a superstar, I am absolutely sure. A couple of Meanwhiles, well, one at least, I think both of them are coming to the Winnipeg Folk Festival, though, playing with Andrew Combs. So if you go see Andrew Combs, his guitar player, and I believe the drummer as well, I got to meet them. They're swell guys. And that guitar player's phenomenal. You'll love him. I heard Jack Marks in there from his Blues Like These record. We heard Maggie's Hardware Store. Good to see Jack there. He's a character. Fun guy to have around. Life of the party. Nadine Khoury in there with a cover of Leonard Cohen's Bird on a Wire. Nice of the performers to throw in some Canadian covers for the Canadian boy. We heard John Bleck and the Rats. Last year they covered Ohio. This year it was Don't Let It Bring You Down. John's a bit of a Neil Young fan, it seems, which is fine by me. Peter Bruntnell in there. By the time my head gets to Phoenix, oh my God, was he great. And we kicked it off with David Corley, Take Me Down Some. And you'll hear more about that great festival coming up. And I'm telling you, if there's any way for you to do it, make your plans. Come to Oberhausen next June for the Static Roots Festival. Volume 3. It's going to be amazing. We're almost out of time here. I wanted to play more of this guy, but I'll shut up and play a couple at least. Today is the sad, unfortunate anniversary of the death of one of my very favorites of all time. He's the man who gives this show its name. From Waterloo, Ontario, the great Paul McLeod. He passed away a year ago today, and it breaks my heart every day since then. I feel so sad about it, and I just wish that he was still around making music. I would have loved to have seen what else he could do. And it's just, it's one of those things that reminds me, you know, if you know anybody who seems to be having a hard time, the time to reach out and do something about it is right now, because you never know if you'll get another chance. And Paul didn't get the help that he needed when it was time, and a lot of us are kind of regretting and wishing that that weren't true. Phenomenal talent. Here's Paul McLeod, Tell the Band to Go Home, from the album Tell the Band to Go Home.
This is a song called Giants. Stop at two, won't stop at anything. think. Yet on our own plane, we're giants building statues of ourselves. Or shouldn't we be ashamed? Or shouldn't we be erased? It takes all that I can take to make sure that nothing changes. This the first step to being happy, and make sure that we've got more. This the next step, thus the proof. We won't stop at one, won't stop at two, won't stop at anything. We won't stop at one, won't stop at two, won't stop at anything. We won't stop at one, won't stop at two, won't stop at one.
I don't know what to do now that I found out you're talking me down. I should have figured it out when you couldn't stay away to see me off. I remember your mama said, can't get to sleep at night, telling lies, telling lies. I'm doomed here to being alone. You spread them out in all the wrong places just to hear them on the lips of the very same faces you can't trust with their own lies. For telling lies, telling lies, ooh, telling lies. I'm here to carry on that way. I never thought I'd be blown upon by something that I didn't even say. Sleep at night. No, you can't get to sleep at night. Telling lies. Telling lies. Telling lies. Telling lies. Telling lies. Telling lies. Telling lies.
Oh, that is Paul McLeod, a phenomenal talent and one that that will be missed for a long, long time. We'll keep playing him as long as this show's on the air, that's for sure. We miss him terribly. That's Lies from his great album, Bright Eyes Fade. There's word that that might be re-released with some bonus material coming up in the not-too-distant future. We also heard Giants in there from our namesake album, Tell the Band to Go Home. Phenomenal stuff. Well, we got to go. Tell the Band to Go Home is over, and happy Father's Day to everybody. I'm going to go and celebrate with my awesome family, and hopefully you will have a nice day with you and yours as well. Stay tuned for a new show coming up where our new pal Connor is going to follow us with something called Dagwood Radio, and judging by his playlist from last week, I think we're going to get along just fine. you know. So stay tuned for that. Of course, if you're missing Skippy, Skippy is now in the Steel Belted Radio slot on Thursdays, 6:30 to 8 o'clock. So definitely want you to tune in for that as well. I will be back next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m. with surely more Static Roots Festival music. I got a whole bunch more stuff that I didn't have time to get to this week. And whatever else we figure out. So please stick around. Thanks, everybody. Tell the band to go home.com.